Welcome to the Fearless Living Now podcast. I'm your host, Patty Lustig, and this podcast is sponsored by the Fearless Living Now community. If you're committed to accessing the courage to live life full out and beyond fear, you are in the right place. Each episode will be focused on an aspect of what it takes to find the courage needed to take action toward the fulfillment of your goals. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Fearless Living Now. This is Patty Lustig, your host. And today I'm so excited to introduce you to a really longtime friend of mine. We've known each other for 25 years or more. We were trying to figure it out and we just settled on 25 plus. Her name is Leanne Riley. Leanne is one of the most intentional, powerful, phenomenal women that I've ever met. She inspires me every day, every time I talk to her. And she has a pretty intense and phenomenal story of overcoming some circumstances that many people might just get completely wiped out by and not be able to recover. And so I'm hoping that if you're in any kind of a place where you feel that way, something unbelievable has happened in your life you never expected, and you're shot down, that you'll be inspired to get back up on your feet, take the next step, and know that you can recover and you can generate a phenomenal life for yourself. So, Leanne, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes.
We would love to hear about your life story and where you had to bring forth some amazing courage and creativity, and where you started and where you are now, which is amazing.
Okay. There's so many stories, but I've chosen really a time in my life that really I changed completely who I was then to who I am today. And like you said, it took major fearless living to walk through the doors that I had to walk through. So I'll begin with that story and just a little bit of background. They call me a twofer. That's divorced two times. A guy on a match date said, called me a twofer. Anyway, I'm a twofer. First divorce, I was maybe just under 30 years old, and we didn't have children, and it wasn't that complicated, although at the time, devastating. Then I dated, and eventually I bought my very first rental property. And when I bought that, I needed help. And I started to date a man who said, I'm a handyman, I can help. And long story short, I married the handyman. And together, Philip and I built a $14 million real estate portfolio over our 18-year marriage.
Wow. That's amazing in and of itself.
It is. And this is fearless living. We built a brand new house and, you know, we understood real estate. I owned that first property we lived in. My brother built a portfolio and he was my mentor. And I got tired of roommates. And that's when I bought the first one. But, you know, we did it. We had to face a lot of obstacles. Number one, we didn't have any money to build a portfolio with. And I remember this is where it began. You know, I learned how to not take a no from my mother. I had entrepreneurial parents, and I learned that if one bank said no to giving us money, you go to another one and another one and another one. And after 10 big no's, I still had a no to anybody giving us money to start this business. And that's when I let the universe and the spirit in. Finally, I surrendered. And that's when it came to me. I had a handyman husband. We had a brand new house and we hadn't built the deck or the screen porch. We could build them and get a $40,000 home equity loan. And that's what we did. Used credit cards to build them, got that loan, and used it to build that portfolio together.
Wow. You know what I love is, I mean, how many times are people stopped by, oh, I really want to do this, but I don't have the money.
Oh.
And they might like think of one idea and that's it, rather than just saying, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to make it happen. And then brainstorming, maybe talking to 100 people to figure it out.
Yes.
So I just love that, because if people could just really get that, if you set your intention on something and then you just keep doing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, you'll learn and you'll probably figure it out.
And you do. And that's what I mean. It really wasn't that hard once everybody said, no, that's when I faced, okay, I'm still doing it.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, that same skill, you know, that my mom had taught me sales. I owned several businesses before that even. And together we built that business because I'm good at systems and teams and, you know, setup. And, you know, we really had a great marriage. We really did. And we had two young children and we actually built it up. So we were, as people say in real estate, living on the passive income. And we traveled all over the U.S. every summer with the kids in our big RV. And we really had a good life.
Yes.
And then life happens.
Right.
And this is where, you know, we all have these stories, right? Things weren't going well and I ended up getting divorced. And I saw it coming and I buried my head in the sand for a while, like most people do.
Yeah.
And I got counselors and all the things we do. And then, you know, it came to its own head, because if you don't face it, it does.
Yes.
Hit over the head with the board, you know, one day when I found out there was an affair and the marriage ended, and it was a very, very difficult divorce because we owned all this real estate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, yes, the marriage is falling apart, but the business is also crashing at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we work together every day, and you can't just unzip that in one day. So what happened, though, to make the long story short, is it did take me about 6 years to get divorced. It was a very nasty battle. Unfortunately, he had found drugs, and that really was the demise of it. And the children were 9 and 11 when the 6 years was over. And the blessing is I got full custody of the children. The bad smoke is I was flat broke. The attorney had gotten all the money because the battle was so long. But the blessing was I had the children and was able to work with them and raise them. At that moment, though, I was at the bottom. And wow. I was devastated. And I was trying to hold the business up by myself. I had a couple employees that were helping me, but my mental capacity was really in the dumps.
Yeah.
Really. And I know you know me. You knew me then.
Yes.
And I got support from coaches and people like you. And, you know, actually, back then, I was trained as a coach myself. And, you know, it just was devastating, though, and I could hardly get up in the morning, much less get the kids off to school and all the other things I had to do. What helped me was faith and surrender. Like, I finally was so at the bottom, I actually had to go on food stamps. I remember I had to go pick up Christmas presents, you know, from the school that was providing them. And that's where I was.
Yes.
And I had to be fearless. and I had to just surrender. And when I did, when I realized I would always be taken care of somehow because I was resourceful, that's when it was like, all right, then what are you going to do now? And that is actually when I became a realtor. I wasn't one until then, even though I knew all about it. And so I just reinvented myself pretty much to, and it was the first time I really got to decide what I wanted.
Yes, yes.
For me.
Yeah.
So I reinvented, rebuilt, and started a new business as a realtor and kept my same handyman team and my former bookkeeper. We worked together as realtors.
Yes.
So to bring us up to date, then eventually I sold the publishing company, became the realtor. I did well. I built a team of realtors. We specialize in investment property. And then I'm at the age now where I was like, okay, you don't want to work to death, right? And you don't want to work forever. I want to work at what I love.
Yes.
So I created, and I thought I could write a book like you did, Patty. But then I thought, well, then I have to publish and sell that darn book and all that again.
Yes.
I like technology. I created a digital marketing business in teaching people how to become real estate investors, how to get started, how to get that first property, what to look for, of that. So I created another new business and I have a team of people helping me on that.
Nice. Nice. And tell people in some way, shape, or form how successful you are. Like you went from dead broke to...
Dead broke, zero money. You
seven
know,
figures?
And, oh yeah, seven figures and more. You know, even at that place, where was I going to live with the children? I moved from a, you know, several million dollar house to, and I didn't have that down payment money. I didn't have the normal, didn't have good credit because now the businesses are all messed up. But you know what? I had the creativity and like you said, that unstoppability to, I figured out how to buy a house in a really great place because my children had some challenges.
Mm.
And I was able to do that with, they call it a contract for deed. You actually see it now in the market often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So resourceful really helped. And asking for help is such a critical thing.
Yeah. I'm guessing that might be the most important thing when people are really down and out. Not even really down and out. So I'm sometimes just really stuck. I think asking for support, and I think it's a hard thing for many people to do. Like somehow we think we ought to have our shit together, you know, and we don't need help, right?
Very true. And especially being a single woman, I'm the warrior. I can raise those kids. I can, you know, there was a point where there was many mental health issues too with my children. And there was one point where both children were in different treatment programs at different facilities. And I remember I would get up and I'm supposed to work and I have to deliver them around town to one to St. Paul and very far away from each other and pick them up every day. But you know what? Mm. Thank God I knew how to work at home, right?
Yes, yes. And just so people know, both of her children are in phenomenal shape.
They are.
They're doing incredible in life and they have reconciled with their mother and love her. But Leanne and I, during that time, had a child the same age. We would talk once a week. And I was always just amazed at, first of all, what she had to deal with, because I had a really easy child. But she just, that she went and she got the education she needed and she got the support that she needed and she followed the programs and it all worked out beautifully for her.
You know, I had to learn how to reparent and that's, you know, you do it this one certain way and that didn't work. I had neurodiverse children and they needed help and one got into drugs too.
Yes.
And I don't know how to handle all that. You gotta get help.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's another part that you've taught me, Patty, is yes, you can get help, but guess what? You have to execute on the help.
Exactly.
Like you have to actually do what they ask you to do.
Right. Well, thank you for being such an inspiration for all women, for all people, really.
I really appreciate that because that's what I did decide that my real mission, because I'm in the real estate world, is a home for all people. And by building out my digital program and helping that many more people all over the U.S., buy real estate for rental property, I could be contributing to that on a larger scale.
Yes.
Right from my home.
Yes, exactly. So
I want to tell you about the one more great thing.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, when you do get success, and this applies to, I know Patty used to be a sort of a relationship coach, you know, and I'm still single. And so I've relied on her for some of that help. And I think about a year ago or year, maybe 2 years now, I said to myself, if not now, when? Mm. Is I going to wait forever for some man to go RV traveling with me? Or was I going to just do it on my own? And, you know, I powered up. And I bought my very own travel trailer. It's 30 feet long. I bought a new vehicle that can pull it. I learned how to hook it up, back it up, and go on my own, you know, and I take friends with. And it was such a challenge. There was sometimes when I wondered, what are you doing? And it's really what I love and how I'm creating my business now is I can work from my RV wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And it's also such a great analogy for anything that anybody is facing. They have a vision or a dream or a niggling or a calling, and they have their fears in whatever sense they have them, and then just stepping into it. And, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You could have gotten all that and then decided, it's really not working. I don't want to do this, or it's too hard. And then you could sell it all.
Exactly.
Right.
And then do the next thing. You know, yes. I had another dream to go to Portugal.
Mm.
Over 15 years, I just picked it. It always was a niggling as you're talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I'd hear of somebody I knew going and I'd be like, you know, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And I joined a mastermind because as a coach, I have many coaching groups, including the Fearless Living, and I always get coaches to help me live my best life. That's what it's about for me. And I got to go to Portugal for a mastermind just in January. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a dream come true, and I thought that I created it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Liam, for sharing your story. And I want to remind everybody listening that we have a Fearless Living retreat coming up on Memorial Day weekend. If you're interested, go to www.fearlesslivingnowretreat.com. We have many resources at the website, fearlesslivingnow.com. Just leave out the retreat. I have weekly coaching groups and all kinds of ways that I can support you. So if you have a niggling to call me, please do. 612-363-7605. I thank you for listening and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Good day for now, my friends. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit fearlesslivingnow.com. Join the Fearless Living Now Facebook group and subscribe to the weekly podcast. This will give you more encouragement and inspiration. Feel free to reach out to me at patty@fearlesslivingnow.com or 612-363-7605 if you need anything.